magazine.
Hiya.
Hi.
How are you?
Very well. How are you?
So tell me, what have you been up to?
Lots and lots recently. I've been manic with not just one ITV show, but two. Dancing on Ice and the Big Reunion. And filming them at the same time has proved to be quite difficult.
I can imagine.
Yet lots of fun.
Yeah, you've been so busy, and I can't even imagine like where to begin, really. There's Dancing on Ice, Big Reunion, and you've got your new Greatest Hits album coming out as well soon.
I have. That's out on the 10th of March, on Monday. It's a mixture of number ones that I had, five, and fans' favourites. And there's also three brand new songs that I've written from an acoustic session that I'd did a few months ago.
How do you find it packing all of this in?
I've no idea. I don't sleep anymore.
And like, I was just thinking about the Big Reunion, and it is proven so popular. And it's mainly popular because we all remember those days and we all love to reminisce about those days. Was there anybody on the Big Reunion with you that you were a bit starstruck by?
Starstruck? I'm not a very starstruck sort of person, if I'm honest, but hearing the likes of Damage, who were so tight, brilliant guys. I mean, Esther from Eternal, her voice is phenomenal. So she sort of blew everybody away. Oh, and also meeting 3T, which are Michael Jackson's nephews. I mean, that's Michael Jackson's blood right there. It's incredible. In fact, I want him to like spit on me or something.
Just going off on one. Obviously it is amazing. Are we going to see any collaborations with Gareth Gates and 3T?
Who knows? Who knows? I'm focusing on the band at the minute for Fifth Story. We've just been formed and, you know, we've no idea if it's going to work or not. So we're keeping our minds sort of fairly open about that. Yeah, we'll see what happens in terms of collaborations.
Well, that would be really exciting. I'm sure lots of fans are pretty ecstatic about the idea of that happening. You know, you've got three new songs on this. How has it been writing again?
Writing for me is always a real release, and it's kind of like therapy, really. You just write how you're feeling, and, you know, the past sort of 2 years have been ups and downs. So I've had a lot to write about, which is good. I have been writing with my guitarist, Pete, and he always plays with me on the road anyway, so we have a great relationship. And it's fun. I've never really been able to speak all that well as a child with my stammer, and so I'd often write songs to try and express how I feel. And so it's a very sort of natural thing to me.
I mean, and you've got your little daughter at the moment. Are any of the songs about her?
Missy, not those three on there. I've written lots of songs about my daughter. Those three, no.
And, you know, you have been getting up on stage a lot recently. I just wondered whether you've got any superstitious things that you do.
No, it's funny you should say that. We were speaking earlier about me wearing two pairs of socks. I've always done it, and it's kind of become a superstition, but it was originally a mixture of comfort and vanity. So I like to wear white sport socks because they're thick and they feel good, but I won't be seen dead in a pair of white socks. Make sure no one's got white socks on before I offend them. And so I wear black socks over the top to look good.
To conceal them. Gareth, what are Absolutely. You doing? It might be a style thing. Everyone might start copying you soon.
Hopefully.
So Dancing of Ice, you're touring as well with Dancing of Ice. Have you been keeping fit then for all of that?
Well, it's a natural thing. You have to train hours and hours every day, lifting my partner on the ice. It's a very natural workout. And so I'm in pretty good shape.
Have you noticed that though? Have you noticed that happen when you get better in shape?
Yeah, you find and feel muscles, especially in your legs, never found before. So I'm enjoying learning about my body. It's good.
And you know, you have been super, super busy. And will you be touring with this album?
Well, I constantly do my own shows anyway, sort of up and around the country. And so certainly I'll be doing lots and lots of gigs for this album. If you have a look on my website, and you'll see.
And I'm looking forward to it. And just out of interest, you know, we had...
Sorry.
That's all right. We had this year, well, now actually it was last year, but they won at the NTA, is Educating Yorkshire. And
yes.
You're from Yorkshire.
I am from Yorkshire.
And they had a little boy with a stammer who was singing. Did you watch that?
It's funny you say that, actually. I'm meeting him on Thursday. That'll be an interesting conversation. We'll get a word out between us. he's like myself and like films like The King's Speech and him, you know, highlighting and creating awareness of stammering is always a great thing. And so I'm meeting him. I'm opening an academy, one of my performing arts academies in Huddersfield. And it turns out that where I'm opening it in the school, he's one of the students there. So he's actually going to be there and we're going to meet him and try and help him as well. Bless him.
I've met him and he's such a lovely bloke.
Yeah.
So lovely, so sweet. So I'm sure he's going to be super excited to meet an idol like yourself, who also found solace in singing.
Yes, yeah, absolutely.
In music and help that music does. Well, thank you so much for speaking to us, Gareth.
No worries, it's been fun.
Thank you so much.
Speak soon.